welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Michael writes to us and says, I am a 30-year-old man who has been struggling with the sin of gluttony for nearly my whole life. I've recently found help and some freedom through Pastor Piper's messages on killing sin and his recommendation of John Owen's writings. And I'm wondering what Dr. Piper's thoughts are concerning this particular sin, as it seems to be widespread in the culture and the church. He says he's looking for some practical insight, perhaps some scriptures that may be helpful in his fight.
Well, he's right. That is widespread. The obesity issue for children in America today is increasingly a matter of concern for health officials. And I suspect there are a lot of reasons for that. Not just that we eat a lot of bad food, but that we're a pretty inactive culture. We watch a lot of television, play a lot of computer games, don't do a lot of walking, running, biking, trekking, climbing. Often, I think, eating issues are connected as much to activity issues as they are to what goes into the mouth. It's just what do you do with your muscles? Because muscles are designed to burn food, and if the muscles aren't burning it, then any amount of food is going to result in an obesity issue. But I'm glad he used the word gluttony and not obesity, because that's where the problem is, not how much you weigh. There are all kinds of reasons why a person might weigh too much or too little that isn't related to gluttony, and so we need to be careful. Gluttony is having a craving for food that conquers you. To me, the text that at least holds out the challenge for me is in 1 Corinthians 6, where Paul says, and specifically in regard to food and drink, I will not be enslaved by anything. I have one master, Jesus Christ. I don't want any other master. And he speaks of not being enslaved. And he talks about pommeling in chapter 9. I pommel my body, lest I be a cast away. I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. I die daily. I think we need to recover a large appreciation for the biblical discipline of self-denial and fasting. And so that's the discipline side of this. I will not be enslaved by anything. I pommel my body. I want to deny myself. I want to take up my cross. I think we should esteem and extol and cherish the biblical teaching that the Christian life is one of confronting our cravings and saying no to them. Now, easier said than done, right? So how do you fight the battle? And I think you fight the battle mainly not with no, but with an alternative yes. It's very interesting to me that there are so many food or taste analogies in the Bible for God himself. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Desire the sincere spiritual milk of the word. I am the bread of life. Come to me and you will not hunger. I am the living water. And so on. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Hearken diligently to me and eat what is good. So you have all these texts that relate to spiritual hunger, and they use food analogies. And I think the implication there is, if we give ourselves to being satisfied with spiritual bread, wine, milk, the other hunger will lose its supreme power. And that's the way to go about the fight. The main way to fight the cravings that we don't want to have is to experience higher cravings and have them master us. And so I know here's where the rubber meets the road. Here you are sitting down to table and you're very hungry. And you know that if you gave free rein, you'd eat 2-3 helpings of everything and you'd get up stuffed and you'd gain weight, and you would feel guilty. Now, why do we do that? One of the very practical reasons is we're bored, and nothing is happening after supper that is more exciting than supper. And so staying at this table and eating feels really good, and leaving the table to go do what we have to do next feels boring. Very practically, then, I would put something after supper that you want to do. And would that it were something spiritual and good. But it might be that you would simply promise yourself, I'm taking a walk, or I'm going to visit a friend, or whatever. But I think a lot of gluttony is born of boredom. People are bored. Life is not satisfying. It's not stimulating. It's not doing anything. And food is always there. It just tastes so good. And this relationship doesn't taste good. And this activity at work doesn't taste good. But food always tastes good. And so I think we need to cultivate a range of appetites for great and good things. Appetite for good literature. Appetite for people's fellowship. Appetite for reading the Bible. Appetite for nature. Appetite for work. Just find all these appetites so that something, lots of things, other than food is felt as satisfying. And we pray earnestly, and you can cultivate and nurture those satisfactions.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.